to Texaco Town. And again, the 45,000 dealers who serve you with Fire Chief gasoline and other Texaco products present His Honor the Mayor, Eddie Cantor.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Jimmy.
Eddie, you'd better pay a little more attention to the Chamber of Commerce or you'll lose your job as mayor.
Oh, don't be silly.
Oh, no? You're not as popular as you think you are.
Well, maybe, but why do they put my picture in every Texaco station? All over the country, you see my head, don't you?
Yes, and I don't think it's fair.
Why?
I'm popular, too. Why don't people advertise my head?
They do, Jimmy. Wherever you go, you see signs on buildings. Vacancy, vacancy, vacancy.
Listen, Eddie.
Yes.
Give some serious thought to publicizing this town.
Yep.
Or the Chamber of Commerce will be after it.
Wait a minute. This might do it. Look, the Democrats and Republicans are spending a lot of money broadcasting their campaign speeches.
Yes?
Well, we have our own radio station, TEX. Why not let them go on together?
Together? But they're opposition parties.
That's all right.
Well, how would a thing like that work out?
We'll try it. You take one side and I'll represent the other. Here, I've got two campaign cards in this hat. One has the picture of the Democratic donkey on it, the other the picture of the Republican elephant.
Okay, I'll pick first.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I got the picture of the donkey.
You're looking in the mirror. The picture's on the other side.
Oh. I see. I see.
Yeah.
I've got the Republican elephant.
All right, now you're a Republican, and I'm a Democrat, and we'll both broadcast the campaign speech over the same microphone at the same time. You start it.
Okay. Fellow citizens, I come to you on behalf of the Republican...
Democratic.
...party. If you'll vote for our candidate, whom you all know is the best man, Mr...
Roosevelt?
...Randon, we will assure you high tariffs.
Low tariffs.
High.
Low.
High.
Low. High, low, everybody. This is Rudy Valley, Miss Connecticut.
We'll do away with unemployment. Build better roads. Lower taxes.
Here too, here too, here too, here too.
And reduce the national deficit, which is $22
billion. $21,999,811,212.11.
And to you veterans, we say, buddy, can you deny that we pushed through the bonus bill? Buddy, can you say we were unfair? Buddy, can you find a better man to vote for? Buddy?
Can you spare a dime?
And in conclusion, I say there is one person who has the following of all men.
Yes.
Whose every action thrills.
Yes.
Someone all men would follow in every movement.
Yes.
And that person is none other than...
Gene Harlow.
Well, you know, I think that was all right. But politics won't put this town on the map.
What this program needs is a feminine touch.
A feminine touch? I have it.
Jimmy, I never knew.
Oh, cut it out, will you? No, I mean, I know where I can get you that female element.
Yes. Just a minute, fellas.
What's the matter, Renard?
Well, I don't think it's fair what Wallington says, to bring on opposition to me.
Opposition? All I said was I could get a female element.
Don't you understand, Jimmy? Jack thought you said a female elephant.
Again? First I was a boat, then I was a cat, and now I'm an elephant.
Well, we're getting closer all the time. Go on outside. Go ahead, Jack, will you? Take
Eddie.
5 minutes. Go ahead.
Listen, Eddie, we were talking about bringing in a female element.
Yes?
And I think I've got the woman.
Who?
My wife.
Yeah?
Yes. She likes to take a thing when it's broken down and make it into something successful.
I know. She married you. But listen, Jimmy, look. If your wife has any possibilities... Wait a minute, Jack. Jack, wait a minute. What are you doing?
I'm practicing to be an elephant.
Give out some more. Give out some more. Go ahead. Give out some more. Jack, will you please forget the whole thing?
I can't.
Why not?
An elephant never
forgets. Will you get away? First thing you know, you'll have Frank Buck after you. Get away, will you please? Now, what were you saying about your wife, Jimmy?
Well, I think she's the woman to put Texaco Town on the map.
Yeah.
You see, Betty Jane and I have put together a great act.
Say, I'd like to see it. Will you bring Betty Jane here?
All right, I'll call her.
Go ahead.
Oh, Betty Jane. Betty, can you hear me, dear?
Jimmy, I think your wife has got a cold.
No, Eddie, that's Jack Renard.
Renard, what are you doing again?
Oh, nothing. I'm just grazing around in the jungle.
Here, take some peanuts and don't tell the musical union. Here. Now, will you call your wife? Oh, yes. Here's your wife, Jimmy.
Yes, come over here, dear.
Betty Jane Wallington. Well, Betty Jane, how are you?
Hello, Eddie. You know, I've been wanting to talk to you for a long time.
Yeah.
I think your program would be much better if you'd let Jimmy do more.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, you don't know Jimmy like I do. You should see him at home. He has the most marvelous talent.
I never knew.
Yes, and Jimmy makes the most wonderful lampshades. You, what he can do with 2 yards of chintz is nobody's business.
Betty, you shouldn't tell him those things.
That's all right, James. Maybe you'll come over to the house tomorrow and show me how to crochet a bedspread.
Eddie, I think if you'd give Jimmy and me a chance to do our act, we could make Texaco Town famous.
Yes, Eddie. I'll sing, baby, sing. And for the feminine touch, Betty Jane will dance.
Good.
Well, before I dance, Eddie, could you lend me $50?
Uh-huh. The feminine touch. I see.
When troubles trouble you, sing, baby, sing. Do what the birdies do, sing, baby, sing. When the cold winter comes and they are all out of rum,
nice doing.
Poor little birdies, they ain't eaten, but they're sweet, sweet, sweet. Oh, 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 don't you know? A holiday. Oh, Mr. Gloom away.
Boy, that's what I call dancing.
Hard luck don't like you. You dance with me. Oh, baby,
Jimmy, she's marvelous. You can stay home next Sunday.
Oh, Eddie, you really think she's that good?
Good. She beats anything I ever heard.
Then you can stay home, too.
Quiet, quiet.
Excuse me, Eddie.
Yes, Betty.
You know, I think with your comedy, you'd fit very well into our act.
Oh, I finally worked myself up.
Well, why don't we make it a threesome?
Say, that'll be great. We'll call the act the Wallingtons and Cantor.
How do you like that guy with a mustache? Always wants his name first. Why don't we call the act Cantor and the Wallingtons?
Oh, let's compromise. Call the act Wallington, Cantor, and Wallington.
No, why should I be sandwiched in the middle? Why? Why should I be sandwiched in the middle?
I'll tell you, because ham belongs in the middle of a sandwich.
Get out of here.
Well, think over our offer, Eddie, and we'll be back later. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Betty Jane, and we're all thankful to you for coming.
Wait a minute, Eddie.
Yeah.
Don't sign up with those people.
Why not?
I got the woman who could put this place on the map.
Who is it, Jack?
My wife.
Your wife? Why, she weighs more than you do.
Oh, she's a little plump.
Did you say plump? Say, listen, at your wedding, I remember it took 5 men to give her away.
Eddie.
What?
She's waiting outside.
Well, rip out a wall and bring her in.
Listen.
Yeah.
As long as I'm an elephant, I'll smash the wall down myself.
Go ahead. So this is Mrs. Renard, eh?
Yeah, my better half.
Better half. Yeah, the building isn't big enough to hold the other half.
Hello, Cream Puff.
Hello, Twinkle Toes.
Cream Puff and Twinkle Toes. That's a fine name for two elephants.
Well, that's the name of our act. Cream Puff and Twinkle Toes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we stand close together and sing a duet.
Yeah, when you two stand together, it looks more like a glee club. What is your specialty, Mrs. Renard?
I'm a palm dancer.
A palm dancer?
She dances with a palm leaf.
Yeah, she could use a palm tree. Well, kids, let me hear your act.
All right, Eddie. Are you ready, Twinkle Toes?
Yes, Cream Puff.
Fellas, play the number that we rehearsed.
Who put this town on the map? Swing, twinkie, swing.
Who might these elephants do? I don't think he likes us. I think we better go.
So swing, Twinkie, swing, Twinkie, swing, Twinkie, swing, Twinkie, swing.
In my day, you know, I've seen 2 dancers trucking, but this is the first time I ever saw 2 trucks dancing. My friends, here is a song with a real feminine touch. It's called Hungry Women. Broke again, gentlemen, I am ruined now. Wall Street's not to blame, nor the racing game. I have spent every cent, let me tell you how. Listen, one and all, to the cause of my downfall. Hungry women, I feed them and weep. They never eat cheap. All those meal hounds eat like real hounds when they're out with me. They're out on a spree. They have cute faces and cute figures, but the real question is where to get one who has got a cute indigestion. Hungry women, hungry women, I feed a man weep. Hungry women, I feed them and weep. They never eat cheap. When they pitch in and clean the kitchen, what I'd like to know is where does it go? I met a girl with just two teeth and took her to supper. Was just my luck, her lower tooth met with the upper. Hungry women, I feed a man weep. Well, Jimmy, we've still got to figure out a plan, some kind of a plan to make this town famous.
Well, you're right, Eddie. Wait, who's this coming in?
Excuse me, Mayor Cantor. As a citizen here, I'd like to tell you there's something wrong with your program.
Well, I don't understand. Don't you like the comedy?
Nah.
Well, what about the music? And the singing? Oh, I see. Cliff Webster. All right, now look at that. Tell me something. That's a local joke. One of my friends. Isn't there something on the program that you do like?
Yes, there is something. When that chap, Mr.
Wallington.
Yes, when he starts to talk about the gasoline, he has the grandest note of sincerity in his voice.
Did you hear that, Jimmy?
Thank you, sir.
Then you want Jimmy to talk about Texaco Fire Chief gasoline?
Exactly. And if he does that often enough, this town will become famous.
All right, Jimmy, go ahead and do your stuff.
Okay. Today, engine speeds are 50% higher. That means to get full performance from your car, your gasoline must deliver 9,000 complete explosions every minute. Fire Chief gives you this lightning action because it's a modern, improved gasoline.
Lightning action? Say some more.
Fire Chief is all power and speed, no waste. It's emergency-grade gasoline, originally developed for fire engines, ambulances, and police cars. Vehicles that demand instant starts. Full, sustained power under all driving conditions.
Made for fire engines. That's thrilling. Keep talking, Mr. Wallington. I love to hear you.
Texaco Fire Chief is bought by more tourists than any other single brand of gasoline. Tourists have found that Fire Chief is livelier, more responsive, more economical, and that they can get it wherever they go.
Magnificent. You see, Mayor Cantor, you should take advantage of this man's talents. He's grand.
Say, that's very nice for a plain citizen to be interested enough to come up here.
Hello, Dad.
Dad? Eddie Wallington, is that your dad?
No, he's Jimmy's father.
Well, no wonder the man comes in. Jack Renard paints a musical picture of some of the outstanding popular orchestras. By their music shall ye know them. Watch the Fords go by. Yowza, yowza. Jimmy, if we had the right touch of femininity in this part of the program, it would help a lot. Either that or...
Elect me for president.
Pop your cards. Parky, are you here again?
Yeah, I only got 2 more weeks to make my champagne speech.
Champagne? You mean campaign. You couldn't even spell campaign.
Who couldn't? Campaign, C-A-M. There you are.
C-A-M? Where's the pain?
Standing right next to me.
Yep, get away from me. Tell me, what are you promising the people in this week's speech?
Well, the first thing, I'm going to change the calendar.
Change the calendar? Why?
Because I'm going to give the people relief.
Yeah?
With my calendar, it's going to be no Sunday.
No Sunday? Then the people won't be able to listen to me on the radio.
That's where the relief comes in.
Yep, get away.
I'm even going to make it better.
Yeah?
I'm going to take away Friday and Saturday, too.
Yep. Well, what would you put on the calendar in place of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Park your carcass.
You're going to put on park your carcass?
Yeah, that's my new slogan. Park your carcass on the weekend.
What a calendar. What a calendar. A 4-day week.
That's nothing. With my plan, the year is only going to have 6 months.
Yeah?
January, February, March, April, May, West.
Yeah, wait a minute. On my calendar, I have May, June.
Well, give me May, West. You can keep your calendar.
Look, why don't you have a 1-day year and be done with it?
No, I tried that. It's no good for the babies.
No good for the babies?
No, because if we have a 1-day year,
yeah,
a baby has a birthday every day.
That's right.
And by the time it comes December,
yeah,
the kid is 365 years old and he's still walking around in diapers.
Parker, Parker, you don't know the first thing about the calendar.
Who don't? I learned about it in school from a poem.
Recite the poem. Go ahead.
It says, 28 days got December.
Yeah.
But not October, which got January.
Yes.
All the rest got 30 days.
Yeah.
Except my brother. He got 6 months.
All right. What is the name of the poem?
Time Marches On.
Boy, if you ever showed one bit of sense, Parky, it would be a revelation.
A what?
A revelation. You know what revelation is.
Oh, sure. Revelation is what they're having in Spain.
No. That's a revolution. No.
No, no. A revolution is where animals turn into people.
No. That's evolution. Evolution is where I start out as a monkey and then become a man.
When do you start?
Yep. When do you start? Are you paying attention to me?
No, go ahead.
Well, tell me, what is evolution?
Evolution, that's when you take lessons how to speak.
No. That's elocution.
No. Elocution is in the electric chair.
No, you're thinking of electrocution. Look, if I sit down in the electric chair and they turn on the current, what happens then?
Then I become the head comedian on this program.
Get out of here. What do I do now? What do I do now? I have it. Bobby Breen. Come out here, son. Come out, Bobby. Bobby, will you do something for your father?
Anything for you, Dad.
Well, sing like you've never sung before. I have the music all rehearsed.
I've often heard my daddy speak of Ireland's lakes and dells. The place must be like heaven if it's half like what he tells. There's roses fair and shamrocks there and laughing waters flow. I have never seen that Isle of Green, but there's one thing sure I know. Ireland must be heaven for an angel came from there. Sweet, oh, fair. For
hear this, Stanton.
Yeah, what's the matter, Pocky Carcass?
Is it true where they're going to have a funeral for your head?
A funeral for my head? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I heard Jimmy Washington said you was dead from the neck up.
Yep. Wait a minute. Jimmy Wallington said that about me?
That's not all.
No?
You know, I don't like to be a stooge pigeon.
Yes. Yes?
But he was talking to his wife how he got to get the female element on this program.
You mean female element?
Yeah, female lemonade.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I don't want to start trouble.
Yeah.
But I heard Jimmy Washington tell his wife he's got to get rid of you and get another comedian so Jimmy could be the mayor of this town.
What are you... Is that true?
Heard it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't like to talk.
No, go ahead.
But he even called up the booking agency for another comedian.
Yeah?
That guy's trying to double do you.
Yeah. I never would have believed it. Jimmy Wallington double-crossing a friend?
Well, I don't want to say nothing.
No.
But what are you going to do about it?
I know exactly what I'm going to do.
What?
I'll disguise myself as another comedian, pretend I came from the booking agency. Look, I'll put on these glasses and this fake nose and the mustache.
Let me see.
Here. How was that? All right?
Go ahead. That's some disgust.
Yeah.
But don't you think he'll recognize your voice?
Don't worry, I can change my voice. I'll talk like this. Hello, partner. Is how are you, partner?
That's all right, you know.
Yeah. I'll teach Wallington to double cross a friend.
Here comes Jimmy Washington now.
Beat it. Go ahead.
Excuse me, sir. Are you Jimmy Wallington?
Yes.
I'm a sort of a kind of a comedian, like. Would you like someone to take Cantlers, please?
Well, now that you mention it, all right, let me hear something for Joe.
Well, suppose you're my friend, for instance.
Yes.
And I'm standing on one side of the street, and you cross over to meet me.
Yes.
Then you cross the street to meet me again. What is that?
I don't know.
That's double-crossing a friend.
Oh! Say, what are you hitting me for?
It puts the joke over with a bang. You get it?
Fine thing. What else can you do like Eddie Cantor?
Well, I can sing.
Hey, that's more than Cantor can do.
Is that so?
Oh! Hey, what are you hitting me for? You didn't tell a joke.
All right, so I owe you a joke. Go ahead.
Let's hear it.
I got a friend who has a grocery store.
Yes?
He asked me to send him 144 eggs, but instead I sent him 288. What is that?
I don't know. What is it?
That's double grossing a friend.
Oh! Hey, get out of here, will you?
I ain't through yet. Supposing I'm your friend and you bought me a full-course dinner. Then you bought me a full-course dinner right over again. What is that?
I don't know.
That's double-coursing a friend.
Oh! You know, I just happen to think if you took Eddie Cantor's place, I could become a big man.
Oh, yeah? Then I'll tell more jokes.
Wait a minute. Don't tell any more jokes about double-crossing a friend. My head hurts enough
now. No, I got a different one. Do you believe in, for instance, a reincarnation?
Yes.
Well, if you came back as an animal, what would you like to be?
A horse.
A mama horse or a papa horse?
A mama horse.
Oh, so you want to be a mare, huh? Oh.
Hey, there's something fishy about this.
What do you mean fishy? I don't...
Oh. Eddie, it's you. Take off that disguise.
Yes, it's me, Jimmy. I never believed you would try to double-cross a friend. Parky Carcass told me...
Now I see. Parky framed the whole thing.
He did, huh? Forgive me, Jimmy. I'll fix him. In the meanwhile, from hitting you, look, Jimmy, I got an awful stiff neck.
Well, I got something that'll help that. Here, let me rub this
on. Yeah, put that on. Oh, Jimmy, you're burning me. Oh, Jimmy, what are you putting on my neck? You're burning me. What is it?
Gasoline.
Gasoline? Oh, it's killing my whole neck. What is it, Jimmy?
But it's fire chief it's gasoline.
Oh, is that good?
It is good, isn't it?
Oh!
Does it hurt again?
No. An idea just came to me with lightning action.
What idea?
The feminine touch we've been looking for our program, Deanna Durbin.
I am waiting by the river as you glide in your canoe. Listen, silvery wavelets quiver on the moonbeam. For you, my treasure, like a magic thing alive, these two bars.
the moon looks down, love's radiant queen. Kitty, bitty, boom, in dancing scene, the branches green, a dancing scene. Kitty, bitty, boom, in dancing scene, the branches green, a dancing scene. Kitty, bitty, boom, kitty, bitty, boom, kitty, bitty, boom.
Only 13 years old, just half my age. Isn't that right? Seriously, ladies and gentlemen, how did you really like our show tonight? Well, if you liked it that much, thank your neighborhood Texaco dealer. He makes these programs possible. Won't you visit us again next Sunday night? And remember,
I love to spend each Sunday with you, as friend to friend. I'm sorry it's true, I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too. Good night.
Eddie Cantor in Texaco Town will come to you again next Sunday at this same hour, direct from Hollywood, California. Remember, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco. Included on this program were excerpts from George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue and Ferdy Groffé's Grand Canyon Suite. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Nine p.m. BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time, WABC, New York.